President Obama has vowed to normalize relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Some Tampa Bay area business leaders have wanted better relations with Cuba for years. Earlier this week, officials with the U.S. Commerce Department met with community leaders to discuss what may lie ahead. WUSF's Delina Miller takes a look at how U.S.-Cuba relations have changed in recent months and what impact that change is having on the Bay Area.
Cuba is less than 100 miles from the southernmost tip of Florida, but for years, travel there has been restricted. At a recent forum, community leaders who have lobbied for better relations with the country met with U.S. commerce officials. The Cuba panels were hosted by the Greater Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tampa International Airport. They discussed how Florida could be affected by recently relaxed travel and export policies with Cuba. Tampa Representative Kathy Castor has lobbied for the federal government to ease restrictions on travel to the island. In December 2014, President Obama announced eased travel and export restrictions.
He, in essence, answered this community's call for change, reestablishing diplomatic relations, expanding travel opportunities, and support for the Cuban people. The Tampa community was central to the normalization of relations.
Many people think of Miami when they think about the relationship of Cuba to Florida. But before Miami, there was Ybor City.
Here in Tampa, ties to Cuba run very deep. Ties of culture and family, of trade and commerce. Your connections to Cuba date back centuries.
Penny Pritzer, Secretary for the U.S. Department of Commerce, says while Floridians still can't travel to Cuba as tourists, it's now much easier for Cuban Americans to visit family. Travelers can now get a general license in one of 12 categories that permits them to visit the island. They include visiting relatives, humanitarian work, and research and educational opportunities. She says restrictions on exports have also been eased, making it easier for U.S. businesses to sell goods in Cuba.
Opening markets to more of our exports, that's your products, can play a critical role in boosting the economic security and incomes of America's middle class.
Pritzker says 275,000 Floridians work in jobs supported by exports. These jobs pay up to 18% more. More jobs, export-related and otherwise, would be created by trade and travel. Some jobs were created in 2011 when flights from Tampa's airport were added to three Cuban cities. Since then, more than 175,000 people have flown there, generating about $1 million more dollars a year for the airlines. The new general license also makes it easier for colleges to send students to Cuba for education and research. Peter Hammerschmidt is an economics professor at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg. He wants to partner with the University of Havana.
Eckerd College is now in the process of establishing a relationship with the University of Havana, where we're going to send marine science students there to study there and hopefully have a reciprocal opportunity for them to send professors and students our way.
Despite the changes, the embargo is still in place. Castor says tourism is still not allowed, but most people could fit their trip within the 12 general license categories. U.S. travel agents can even book certain cruises for Americans under the educational opportunities category. One of these is Cuba Cruises People to People Cruise Program, offered in partnership with the Fund for Reconciliation and Development. The New York-based nonprofit works with leaders in the travel industry to lobby for change in laws restricting trade with Cuba. Castor says their goal is to eventually get the embargo lifted.
General tourism as we know it is not allowed, but you fit within those 12 categories. While they're not, it doesn't say tourism, they're still very broad, and they provide a lot of leeway for your purpose in traveling.
Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.